Disney is taking Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to court over what the company calls a targeted campaign of government retaliation. Yesterday, as Disney was filing its lawsuit, a board appointed by DeSantis voted to nullify a special taxing district that was created for Disney in 1963 and has been controlled by the company ever since. The governor said the company has been getting favorable treatment in the state and now has to follow the same rules as everybody else. The feud began last year after the company criticized the Florida legislation that opponents have called the Don't Say Gay Bill. Let's bring in MSNBC economics correspondent and anchor Ali Velshi. Ali, so much to this story, including a change of leadership at Disney. Just briefly remind us.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. Disney is one of the biggest private employers in Florida. It's got 75,000 employees there. It's the state's largest taxpayer. So this has been the quid pro quo between Disney and Florida for years. Then when DeSantis came in with what they call the Don't Say Gay bill, Disney publicly opposed that in a complaint. DeSantis then erased or sort of tried to reverse this 1963 agreement in which Disney has an unusual amount of say over the land it occupies and the land adjacent to it, replacing that board with his own appointees. The old CEO of Disney was subsequently replaced, and this wasn't said to be the main reason, but it sounds to have been influential in that. Now Disney is going back on the attack with a lawsuit saying this actually is a First Amendment infringement because you're trying to get us to not say or to not express ourselves the way we want to. That's where we are right now.
And with Bob Iger, who's something of an attack dog, you know, when it comes to this, back in charge at Disney. So DeSantis' fight with Disney seems at odds with the Republican Party's pro-business stance. And the theme parks were a major driver of tourism for Florida. So why do you think DeSantis is taking this powerful company on?
Yeah, it's interesting because I'm not sure DeSantis is saying that these special governing, self-governing privileges that Disney has go against being pro-business. As I say, it's unusual. Most companies don't have those kind of rights within a state, but Disney provides the state with $1.1 billion in state and local taxes a year. Lots of jobs, lots of hotels. It is, generally speaking, against Republican orthodoxy. It's also against the public opinion. Most Americans do not want to see the government taking action against companies because of their stances or positions. So it's not clear. It feels like DeSantis went ahead with his Don't Say Gay bill. Disney opposed him, and this was his effort to say, I'm stronger than you are. And again, we're going to see how that plays out, because even Donald Trump has warned that if you play with fire with Disney, Disney may announce that its future expansion is somewhere else other than Florida and California into a state that promises they're not going to do this kind of thing.
Really?
In the future.
I mean, I was going to ask, what does Disney have to lose in the minute we have?
Disney, in this position, Disney doesn't have a whole lot to lose. Disney just wants to be able to make its own decisions about how it expands and whether there's a state park or a prison or another amusement park going up within a few miles of them. That's what this special district allowed them to do. They may go to another state and say, we'll build a park here if you can give us the same deal we had in 1963 in Florida.
Do you really think that would happen?
I think in the end, DeSantis is going to back down on this one because it doesn't look like a fight that he can win.
Okay. And how much do you think this is going to be in the courts? Do you think, you know, it's going to back down before them?
I think that all depends. DeSantis, on when and if DeSantis decides he's running for president, which we're expecting to happen probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks, if this becomes central to his campaign, he probably won't back off of it. If he has to go back to thinking that he's going to be the governor of Florida, it might be a better idea to smooth things out with Disney.
MSNBC's Ali Velshi. Thanks as always.
My pleasure.